Radegunda, the downfall of the Thuringian kingdom.
Radegunda was the niece of the Thuringian king, Heminefrid. She was educated at the Thuringian royal court by Amalia Berger, her wise and cultured aunt.
In 531, she witnessed the defeat of the Thuringians at the hands of the Franks. In a bloody battle at an as yet unknown site on the Unstrut River, the alliance of the Ostrogoths, the Thuringians, and the Lombards collapsed when, in 526, Theodoric the Great died. In moving words, Radegunda described the scenes of battle and the defeat of the Thuringians.
Oh, with what urgency are once proud empires smashed to the ground! The crests, which in times of good fortune had sheltered us all, are now shattered by the terrible defeat and lie burnt on the ground. The hall that had once been resplendent in royal grandeur with its vaulted roof now looks down on glowing embers, giving cause to our mourning. It was not only Troy that wept at its downfall. The land of Thuringia, too, has had to suffer a bloodbath no less severe. The naked foot of the wife must now wade through the blood shed by her murdered husband, and the tender sister must walk past her brothers lying dead on the ground. Torn from his mother's arms, the lad clings to her with nothing but his eyes, and no one is there to wash his corpse with tears. It means less to lose thus the life of the son to cruel fate, but the mother, sighing, also loses a mother's tears. As a member of a foreign folk, I cannot compete with the lamentations of others who, completely distraught, drown their sorrow in a sea of tears. Whereas each had his own grief, I alone must suffer the anguish of all. The empire's pain is also my pain. Fate has been kind to the men who were killed by the enemy. I alone have survived them all, and must live to mourn them.
Radegunda's lamentation has come down to us through the bishop and poet Venantius Fortunatus. Heminefrid survived the catastrophe at first. In 534, however, in Sulpisch at the edge of the Eifel Hills, he was ambushed by the Franks and killed. Radegunda had to follow the Frankish king Clotar to his lands, where they were married. With this step, Clotar legalized his claim to the Thuringian kingdom. And so it was that Thuringia lost its political independence and became part of the state of the Franks.
Later on, Radegunda and her husband separated, and she entered the monastery at Poitiers in France. There she won great esteem, and she died in 587. Her reading desk is still kept in Poitiers. You can see a copy right here in this room.